The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make
you
us
can't
run.
Make us run. But I'll tell you, folks, you can bum us out. You can definitely bum us out. And I'll explain in just a moment. This is James Kelso in North Dakota, through the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing you the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on the winter solstice, December 21st, 2022. And it's a day I look forward to every year, the solstice, the shortest day of the year. It's meant a lot to our people for as long as we can record or remember. This is the day that the days start getting longer. Anyway, you're welcome to join in into the festivities here, the merriment on this show. I'm going to start with a not very merry opening. And if you want to participate at 512, that's your Texas area code, 248-8252, 512-248-8252. I'll tell you what, speaking of Texas, I just watched Tucker Carlson bend the pathetic Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, bend him over and give him a bull whipping on the ass. I'll tell you, Greg Abbott, I'll tell you what, after what I just saw from Greg Abbott, Texas, you need a new governor. That guy is a wimp. He is a wimp. Anyway, I may talk about that in a moment. The question was the border. And to kind of succinctly summarize it, the question from Tucker Carlson to Greg Abbott was, why the hell aren't you doing anything about the border? You're the governor of Texas. You're the commander-in-chief of Texas. You have a large Texas guard. You have a lot of law enforcement. You have a huge budget. You have a lot of capability, Governor Abbott. Why have you gone on for 2 years doing essentially zip? He has done nothing on the border. Nothing, folks. And he agreed to appear on the Tucker Carlson show, realizing we're on to you, Greg Abbott, you punk, you phony governor, you pathetic excuse for a man. He has done nothing to control the Texas border. Nothing, I tell you, nothing, not one thing. Every word out of his mouth is a stinking lie. He has made no effort to secure the border of Texas, and he has had the power to do that all along. He comes up and he's a master of weasel words, of misdirection. He has done nothing. And the Texas is being overrun. Texas is being swamped by millions of people. It's being wrecked. It's being destroyed. Well, and that's not even my main topic. I'll get onto that in a moment here. If that doesn't depress you, Let me go to my first topic tonight, which is what the other thing I just witnessed. And Tucker Carlson also witnessed it live. He was on the air starting his show. And this pathetic, talk about a pathetic excuse for a man. If you want to go below Greg Abbott, Vladimir Zelensky. Now you're down in the, you're actually down deep, deep in the toilet when you go to Vladimir Zelensky. This creep, this criminal, he's a criminal. He's a weirdo. But most importantly, he's a criminal. He's a war criminal. He's a murderer. Vladimir Zelensky just finished addressing the assembled joint houses of the House, the joint Congress, the House and the Senate, with the president of the Senate, Donkey Face Harris, and the Speaker of the House, Crazy Nancy Pelosi, presiding. And Zelensky, I mean, first of all, they all came together. All, this is very depressing, folks. Help me get an encouraging thought out of this, what I just witnessed. The entire Senate, all 100 senators, the entire House of Representatives, all 435 of them, assembled together, sitting like good little boys and girls, jumping up and down like monkeys, like trained monkeys, jumping up and down, interrupting on cue Vladimir Zelensky. They couldn't applaud for him enough. They couldn't jump to their feet. They didn't just applaud. Every time they applauded, they didn't just applaud. They jumped to their feet to applaud this war criminal who's standing there in front of them in his army green sweatshirt and his sweatpants or whatever he had on, his sweatshirt. He's wearing a green sweatshirt. He's addressing a joint session of Congress as if he's God. And they're on the floor licking his boots. He's demanding $100 billion, and that's not enough. He wants more. He wants war with Russia. He wants Vladimir Putin removed from office. He wants Russia destroyed, and he wants you. Yes, that's right, you, sucker American. He wants you to do it. He wants you to engage in a nuclear war. But here's the depressing part. There may be somebody. It's hard to see in my screen. To see individual people is impossible. But the Republican side of the aisle jumping up to applaud every bit as vigorously, if not more, than the Democrat side. I didn't hear one single peep of objection from anybody. Not one congressman, not one senator. And if I'd been in that house, I would have yelled out, liar, you damn liar, you puke, you war criminal. Nobody had the balls to call out Vladimir Zelensky. They're taking your country. These are the creeps who have your border open. These creeps like Governor Greg Abbott. These rhino. He's a rhino. He's not a real Republican. He's not a patriot. He's a turd. He has presided over the wrecking of Texas for 2 years. It's being absolutely swarmed with everybody from all over the world. Just rivers of people coming across the Rio Grande. Greg Abbott isn't doing one damn thing to stop them. And simultaneously, your children and their future is being pledged to Vladimir Zelensky, who is the moral equivalent of a Mexican cartel lord. Your army is being pledged, your wealth, your future. Nuclear war is being pledged to Vladimir Zelensky. And what is the American interest in defending or not defending, but what in the hell are we doing involved with Ukraine? Russia is a supremely important nation with 6,000 active nuclear weapons, more nuclear weapons than the rest of the world combined. And we're going to fart around with going to nuclear war with Russia, threatening the death of all of our children, the end of our civilization? Hell no! Hell no, you pieces of garbage in Congress! Hell no, you pieces of garbage in the Senate! You traitors! You communists! You dirtbags! You scumbags! You're not doing this with my nation, with my people, with my future, and my family! Hell no! This is not happening to us! You close our border! Now, Governor Abbott, you jerk! And you stop sending our wealth to you, to this worthless criminal Zelensky, who just shut down the churches of Ukraine. The biggest church in Ukraine, he just shut it down. Zelensky just issued an edict. Anybody worshiping in an unauthorized form in Ukraine will be arrested. And you could go on and on and on. Zelensky is joined at the hip with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all that Ukrainian corruption. Complete corruption. The most corrupt state in the world. And we're going to risk our nation and our children's lives for these SOBs in Ukraine? No way! We got a clean house. And Donald Trump was doing it. Donald Trump can do it, can get it done, and we can't screw around with this. All you people out there who are going to run for president and you're better than Donald Trump, go to hell! We don't have time to mess with this. Our movement has to get together, we have to get serious, and we have to replace the communists that have taken over our system. Folks, we are on the... I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump went on the air tomorrow and said, folks, it's too late, I'm not running. Good luck. It's too late. The patient is dead. We have no active signals from the brain or the heart. I'm declaring this patient dead. I wouldn't blame him. That's how bad it is. Why the hell should he get involved? Why should he risk his life for worthless pieces of garbage who elect a Senate like the one I just saw, a Congress like the one I just saw? Where are you, Marjorie Taylor Greene? Why weren't you yelling at Zelensky? Why weren't you yelling out, liar? Where are you, Lauren Boebert? You should have been saying, liar. Ted Cruz from Texas. Why did you just... I don't know. I don't know whether he jumped up and clapped. Did Ted Cruz jump up and clap at Zelensky? I don't know. I'm going to withhold any judgment on that. Maybe there were some patriots, senators, or congressmen. Maybe they were there. But I didn't see him on my screen. And I know if I'd been in that house, I know you would have heard me. I wouldn't listen to that crap from Zelensky. Who actually kissed, he put a kiss on the cheek of Nancy Pelosi. That was the most discouraging moment that's in the most discouraging moments I've ever seen in my life. Our entire government prostrating itself, groveling, kissing and licking the boots of a Ukrainian tyrant. Zelensky is a tyrant. He's not an elected person. He doesn't lead a democracy or any kind of a republic or a free country. So Ukraine is not a free country. And this is not a fight for the freedom of the Ukrainian people. This is a fight to get into a war with Russia. It's insane. All right, now, if you want to call in, if you had any strong thoughts on these two questions, the pathetic puke coward Greg Abbott, the puke of a governor, you have any strong sentiments you want to add to the program? How about, did you just witness, did any of you see that on TV? Zelensky addressing your, which purports to be your government, prostrate in front of him in a green drab sweatshirt? Unbelievable. The cheek. This man knows he can get away with anything. He could have shown up in a jock strap. And don't laugh at that, because we have video of him as a comedian, as a strip club owner, as a porn comedian on TV pretending to play a piano with his dong. That's right, playing a piano with his wanker. That's on TV. That's the guy that your Congress just prostrated itself to. A weirdo tyrant who's led thousands of unfortunate Ukrainians to their death in an insane fight with Russia. In a fight in which Russia is right. Russia is defending Russian, ethnic Russians of eastern Ukraine who've been, for 14 years, they've been mistreated by Ukrainian Nazis of the Azov Battalion, who've been killing Russians, torturing Russians, destroying Russians' homes, terrorizing them with a secret police for 14 years. No, for 8 years, since 2014. And Russia, Vladimir Putin, is right to defend his fellow Russians. And that's all he's ever endeavored to do here, is to defend the Russians. They are Russians in Donbass, Russians in Donetsk, Russians in Luhansk. They are Russians in Crimea. Crimea is 95% Russian. There are no Ukrainians in Crimea. That is not Ukrainian. That was not conquered by Russia. Those are Russian people. And it has been Russian ever since which empress? Since the 1700s. It's been part of Russia. There was no Ukraine then. And it's the most important, it's an incredibly important Russian place. Vladimir Putin has been slow. He has been slow to defend the Russians. He's right. His cause is right. Even the manner in which he's conducted himself, a limited military operation, a special military operation. He didn't want to kill people. He didn't want to destroy. He did not want to devastate the land. He wanted simply to defend the Russian people of the eastern area of what was called Ukraine. And we didn't have the, well, you do, everybody in this audience, you have the brains to see it. But you just saw the U.S. Congress standing and cheering this war criminal, Vladimir Zelensky. All right, now, I gave you the phone number. If you want to call in, call in. Don't worry, you're not trying to compete with me. I won't shout into the microphone. I'll calm down a little bit, and I'll let you say things. I don't think I'm going to get any callers who yell into the phone the way I yell into this microphone. But, yeah, that set me off, those two segments on Tucker Carlson's show. Zelensky and Abbott. Oh, I'll tell you what, they lit my fire. And I want to know who in that joint session of Congress, you know, not everybody gets to address a joint session of Congress. That is reserved. That's supposed to be reserved for very great men and women. Not today. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Deceit. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is God's country, and we're going to make it God's country, stay God's country, and we're not going to have a fat pig like Bill Barr, the traitor Bill Barr, who betrayed Donald Trump, didn't betray Donald Trump. We had an FBI run by Bill Barr that was paying Twitter millions of dollars. We know this now, and God bless Donald Trump, who just thanked Elon Musk today for being a great man, for releasing the data from within Twitter, where we have the proof positive that the FBI was running Twitter. Twitter is an operation of the FBI, being paid millions of dollars to censor you. And Bill Barr knew this. Bill Barr knew all of this stuff. He was running it, and he gets on TV, this pig, this poor excuse for a man. I love what somebody wrote about it today, a low T. He's low T. Greg Abbott is low T. Mitch McConnell, there's low T for you. These are not men. These are traitors. They have betrayed our country. And Donald Trump is a man, and we need to support him. We need to get him elected again in 2024 and not screw around with it. We don't need to decide who our candidate is going to be. Raise your hand if you're for Mike Pence. Are you for Mike Pence? Well, get the hell out of here. Are you for Ron DeSantis? He's a nice man. Ron DeSantis is a nice man. He's so polite. His manners are so good. Are you for Ron DeSantis? No, we've got a leader, folks. We have a commander who led us so well. We don't need to have a discussion about it. We need to get him back in office. And that's going to happen in less than 2 years. Or maybe not. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe we're gone. Maybe we're somebody where the gangrene's not at the toes. You can always amputate a few toes or a foot. You can amputate below the knee. But when the gangrene's at your hips, you can't amputate at the hips. You're gone. And we might be there. That Congress that I just watched on TV, that was gangrene at the hips. That pathetic excuse, Greg Abbott blubbering on the Tucker Carlson show about what he's doing, what a great governor he is, what a great job he's done of defending the sacred border of Texas, the Republic of Texas. Texas is where men live, not you, Greg Abbott. Men who fought at the Alamo. Men, Greg, not you. The Texans would be very willing. They don't need any. Greg Abbott, you know what Greg Abbott was saying, folks, on the Carlson show? He was saying he hasn't gotten enough money from Washington to protect the Texas border. He hasn't gotten enough money. That's what a crybaby. What a weenie. I haven't gotten enough money from Washington. Well, of course you haven't gotten enough money from Washington, you dumbass. They don't intend to get any money to you. They've opened the border up. They're overrunning you, you jerk. Stand up, defend yourself. There are Texans who are ready to defend Texas. And by the way, this was demonstrated. A little line of actual Texas law enforcement personnel stood on the far side of the Border Patrol agents. That is closer to the Rio Grande than the Border Patrol agents. They formed a line. A thin line. And you know what? The invaders didn't cross that thin line. And the Border Patrol people, they respected that thin line. They didn't tell the Texas law enforcement personnel to move away. No. They let the Texas law enforcement person enforce the border. And that would be true on the entire. And Tucker Carlson was almost asked that question of Abbott, but then even Tucker Carlson lost his nerve. Let's take a little break and we'll come right back. Good chance for you to call in.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted
We're
into
back,
town
folks.
And stayed all alone.
I've got a, I think I'll be able to play a little audio. If you didn't hear Volodymyr Zelensky addressing a joint session of Congress, and here, I think I've got a soundbite here. You can hear this pathetic war criminal. Let's see. Let me find a clip here. Who knows what this is going to be here? This is after he kisses Nancy Pelosi. Oh God. They're roaring their approval. There, he kisses her right there, making out with Pelosi. Okay, well, that was that. Let's go here. I'm getting this over at the Gateway Pundit. Okay, here he is again. You can hear his voice.
So here is the front line. The tyranny, which has no lack of cruelty against the lives of free people, and your support is crucial, not just to stand in such fight, but to get to the turning point to win on the battlefield. We have artillery. Yes. Thank you. We have it. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.
Oh, they're laughing. These clowns thought that was a funny joke. He didn't intend it as a joke. Is it enough? Not really. They laugh. So we're going to heap the billions on more. We're going to send all the best artillery. We're going to strip our forces, strip our armed forces, so that we can start a hot war with Russia, which is fighting a just cause. Once again, we're fighting for the bad guys. Once again. Only this time, the good guy we're fighting has 6,000 nuclear weapons. These pukes have never fought somebody with nuclear weapons. You go do that on your own time, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You have your own fight somewhere else, not in my country. You don't risk my children, you bastard. These pigs, that fat pig Austin, that's a military man? That blimp in a uniform? He couldn't do one knee push-up. I promise you, he couldn't do a single push-up from his knees. He's the commander of our military forces? No, not going to happen in our country. But our ancestors, those men who died in the Alamo, they died for this?
To ensure Bakhmut is not just a stronghold that holds back the Russian army, but for the Russian army to completely pull out, more cannons and shells are needed.
More cannons and shells are needed. Patriot missile batteries? Tanks? He wants F-35s? He already has. Our entire military establishment is providing him with signals intelligence. We have satellites doing his targeting. We have U.S. troops. U.S. troops are running that show in Ukraine. Our military is firing those rockets. And all that Vladimir Putin, very late, came in 2014, these bastards in Ukraine started, and it wasn't in 2014 they began it, started oppressing the Russians of the eastern provinces. These are Russian people. They speak Russian, which is illegal now in Ukraine. Their ancestors are Russian. They're not Ukrainians. They're Russians. And Vladimir Putin said, very late, I'm going to send in a limited military operation. It wasn't big. It wasn't a commitment of the Russian army. A limited military operation, a special military operation to defend those Russians in the approximately 20% easternmost area that Zelensky oppresses. And we have it exactly back-asswards. That makes sense. The people running America are communists. They want a war. They want the destruction of our civilization. They want the destruction of our military. This Milley guy, worried about white oppressors in the military. Worried about his white guilt. He's our commander. And he also couldn't do a single push-up. He should be disqualified from the military. A pull-up? Forget about it. He couldn't even hang on the bar, let alone raise his chin up to the bar. A good military man ought to be able to snap off 10 sharp pull-ups. The drop of a hat. 50 push-ups is a drop of a hat. Otherwise, you're not a military man. You're a wimp. You're a blimp in a suit. All right, let's go to a real man. Let's go to Donald Trump. And let's see what he's posting here. Let's go to his most recent posts. Here it is. His last post was this. Oh, excuse me. Let's go to Mike Sledgen in Texas. And after Mike, we're going to go to Wayne. Sorry, I got distracted there. Wayne, we'll get to you. Mike Sledge, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hey, great to be here. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, look, I mean, Trump supports Zelensky. Trump supports Ukraine. He said at the outset of this war, as a matter of fact, there is a new commercial for a aid society set up that's playing on Fox News where Ivanka Trump is helping the refugees of Ukraine by being in Ukraine. And
okay, all right, Mike, hang on. Don't conflate Ivanka with... Now, hang on. I don't care what Ivanka says. I don't care what Ivanka thinks.
Okay.
All right. Ivanka isn't Donald Trump. So it's just simply a logical absurdity. So let's forget about Ivanka. Now let's talk about Don.
I agree.
Don, we're not electing Ivanka for anything.
Okay.
And she said she wasn't going to. She said she wasn't going to get involved. I hope she lives up to what she said. Now
let's talk about Donald Trump. Who appointed Christopher Wray as head of the FBI? Who appointed Bill Barr as Attorney General? Who appointed all these clowns? John Bolton. Okay. Donald Trump did.
Yes,
he did. Does the buck stop there? Is he that stupid that he can't govern?
Now, hang on. Let me answer your questions. You've opened up several questions. They're good questions. They deserve an answer. To start with, the first thing you said I'm going to disagree with is Donald Trump supports the war in Ukraine. No, he doesn't. And he has made it. He has said over and over again, very clearly to me and to you, Mike, he has said, we are on the edge of a nuclear war. This is insane. Now, he has said that over it in every speech. He says that every speech he says we are on the verge of insanity, which is nuclear war. And this must stop. He said that. And we must have peace in Ukraine.
Okay.
And he said over and over again, he has said, this is something that could have been negotiated. If I were president, it would have been negotiated. Nobody would have started any war if I were president. He said that over and over again. Now, I don't call that support for war in Ukraine. So you need to change. Now, Mike, to be honest, you want to be honest. You have to change what you're saying about Trump, because what you just said is Trump supports the war in Ukraine. That's factually wrong.
He doesn't. You know, he appointed all the people that you claim are the people trying to sabotage him.
Okay, now let's
hire Christopher Wray.
Okay, now hang on. Let's go to that point.
No.
Hang on. I'm going to answer that point.
No, hold on. I'm not done with my question yet. Who hired Christopher Wray?
I already answered. Asked and answered. Mike, asked and answered. Donald Trump. Okay.
Okay.
And now let me respond.
He's obviously a bad person of governing. He has no clue what he's doing in the White House. He has no clue.
Okay. Now, Mike, let me answer that. Don't filibuster me.
I'm not filibustering.
I'm going to answer the question. Donald Trump, when he came from being a businessman, a great businessman and a great patriot, when he walked into the Oval Office, he had nothing. There's nothing there supporting him. There was no America First movement in D.C., in the House, in the Senate. Now, hang on. So when he got rid of James Comey, as the head of the FBI, who comes in? Christopher Wray. Now, he was assured by by a rhino, Chris Christie of New Jersey, assured Donald Trump that Christopher Wray was the real deal. This is a great pick for FBI director. Now, Donald Trump got hosed. He got hosed. Now, you can say, oh, well, that's not a great leader. If you can get hosed, you're not a great leader. No,
but how come, but just with all due respect, how come that I knew he was getting hosed as just a working class guy when he hired Wray, who I was familiar with before, when he hired these clowns to be in his cabinet?
Okay, hang on, Mike. You're getting ahead of yourself.
You weren't well informed
on Christopher Wray. Nobody was. None of us in the public.
Yes, I was. Because Christopher
How did you
Wray
hear of Christopher had, Wray? Where did
I
you hear of
informed,
him?
Listen here. I was informed about Christopher Wray because he was involved in Georgia politics long before Trump hired him, and I knew he was a sellout. Now, here's the key. If I'm just a working class white guy that knew that Christopher Wray was a joke before he hired him, then how come this brilliant businessman who really couldn't run a business, who went bankrupt in the late 80s, who was bailed out by the Rothschild family and Wilbur Ross?
Mike,
this
you're
is
showing
all
your
facts,
colors.
What I'm
Mike,
saying. Now you're filibustering me.
I am going to filibuster you right now. Because, Mike, I got it. With that last statement, who couldn't run a business and got bailed out by the Rothschilds. Okay, I know all I need to know about you, Mike, okay? You hate Donald Trump.
No, I don't.
And you hope Donald Trump goes down. Now, let me ask you this.
No.
Who do you support? No. Wait a minute. Who would you pick for your next president of the United States?
None of these guys, because none of them are worth the salt.
Oh, great. So we get to live under none of the above. Hey, Mike, you know what? We go straight to hell under that formula. We get to get your candidate. You're here to knock Trump. Who would you put in the White House? Give me a name.
No, I'm not here to knock Trump. No, I'm not.
Give me a name.
Are you telling me that Donald Trump was not bailed out by the Rothschild family when his company went tits up with the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, appointed Wilbur Ross?
Okay, Mike. You know what?
No,
Mike.
It's not true. That is true.
Okay, Mike, you're not going to. Mike, you hate Trump, okay? Now, Trump is the greatest.
I don't hate anybody. I'm just stating the facts that he's compromised.
You're just stating the facts, and you can't even tell me. Who do you support? Who do you support for president?
There is nobody right now that I support that's worth a flip. And frankly, it doesn't
matter. You know what, Mike? You should not be calling a political. If you can't name a person, Mike. If all you've got to do is to crap on the leaders we've got, you do not belong on a political show. You show me somebody who can lead us and save us, because we're going in the toilet. We're going in the toilet, Mike, and all you can do is crap on our best leaders. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye. Hang up on him. I don't want to hear from Mike Sledge. He hates Trump. Another Trump hater. Oh, great. And I said to him, who do you support? He can't even, come on, Mike. He can't even name somebody he supports. That's a guy who's simply bashing. Donald Trump, let's review for you, Mike, okay? Donald Trump did more for your country and my country than any president who's ever lived. And he did it in spite of a bunch of people like you tearing him down. I'll bet you every inch of the way. Through Donald Trump's 4 years in the presidency, you, Mike, were tearing at him, biting at him, slamming him, calling him a Rothschild stooge, telling us that he's really Ivanka. I'll bet you did that for 4 years, Mike, and I'll bet you helped our cause a whole lot during those 4 years that you crapped on the greatest leader we've ever had. But you know what? He can endure guys like you, and he did. And he's still standing, and he's still our leader. And the program that he is leading is a program that could save America. And it's the right program. So just to let me go to a real Texas patriot, Wayne. Wayne, help me out here, buddy. You're on the air.
Okay, well, I was going to talk about that, but just a couple observations here. Again, people want to tear down Trump, but again, this country had some of the best years in recent memory when he was president. Yeah, he made mistakes, But name me one business owner or anybody who's in a decision-making position that never made a miscalculation on a person who was maybe fooled to a degree. There's nobody alive that has had any particular authority that has not made personnel mistakes. And sometimes it doesn't manifest itself.
Wayne, you've got that right. You've got that right. And let me add a layer to what you're saying. Very, very perceptive, Wayne. Maybe nobody told Mike about this. The deep state, the communists, who are going to end your world, Mike, they're working to end your world completely, close it out. You better get serious, Mike. You better stop screwing around with your goofy fringe ideas. The deep state is working around the clock, unbelievable thousands of attorneys, of organizations, of people like George Soros, with unbelievable billions of dollars, and their express purpose is to screw Trump, to make sure that they get a Bill Barr in there. He was assured that Bill Barr would be a great attorney general by all kinds of people like Chris Christie. They lied to him. Now, Donald Trump is not God, and he doesn't know, he cannot read through people's lies automatically.
James,
so Donald Trump get fooled? Bill Barr set him up and fooled. And by the way, here's a juicy tidbit, Wayne and everybody out there, that we're just getting now, that Elon Musk, thank God for Elon Musk, revealed out of the Twitter files. Bill Barr withheld. Bill Barr knew that the FBI was working day and night to destroy the Trump presidency. Bill Barr, this piece of crap, knew that. We have that in the Twitter files. And Bill Barr, was part of it. He was running the FBI. Bill Barr was working to destroy Donald Trump, and he's doing it today. You can hear Bill Barr speaking on TV or writing a book today, bashing Trump. Chris Christie is bashing Trump. And let me explain this to you, Mike. You know who the first government official was, or one of the first, to support Donald Trump? Way back when. And this was a very clever move by this snake, Chris Christie, this big pig, this big fat pig, Chris Christie. Get off the donuts, Chris Christie. He was one of the first to claim, he claimed that he supported Donald Trump. No, that was a maneuver. That was an operation. He inserted himself into Donald Trump's trust by supporting him, ostensibly. That was just the setup. That was just the setup. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me give you another prime example here of how this can happen to someone in a position of leadership. Trump, when the COVID stuff started hitting, Trump designated Vice President Pence, who had served him well up to that point, to bring in Fauci. And I did not hear anybody on RBN warning that Fauci was a creep and he was going to have an agenda that nobody knew. And that's part of the issue here. These people come in, and they're given good press, and everybody thinks, okay, well, they can get the job done. Then you find out what a tremendous piece of crap, you know, Fauci and Birx and the rest of them were. But nobody knew that up front. You know,
correct.
Pence didn't, Trump didn't, nobody did. They were hoping that these were the experienced people in the medical profession that could lead us out of this thing. And you know what they turned out to be. So, you know, again, I see where, you know, people are down on Trump for some of his decisions. Definitely that's the case in some particular areas. But, again, overall, what he did decision-wise to get our trade policy under control, the borders under control, he brought NATO to the table to make them start paying their dues. I mean, the list is endless, probably over 200.
And these people
want to nitpick, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
And most fundamentally, here's the most fundamental thing that Mike Sledge and people like him miss, and they don't want to get it. That's why they don't get it. They don't want to get it, so they won't. That's why I hung up on him. He's not persuadable. The Donald Trump is a true American patriot. He loves this country, and to anybody with any common sense, with a beating heart, you can hear it in Donald Trump. You can see it in Donald Trump. And the reason that the left is absolutely incensed, is livid, that the reason they have Trump derangement syndrome is this is the first patriot that got into the top of power. This was not supposed to happen. He crashed their party. Jeb Bush was all set up with $100 million in his campaign chest, ready to win the Republican nomination in 2016. And then Donald Trump appeared out of nowhere, and he took them down one by one. They weren't all bad. Rand Paul was good. He had those one good opponent. He had Chris Christie was one of his opponents. He took them down one by one.
Right. And James, and just then, remember this too.
Yep.
Remember
yep.
this, that when all this was going on, Trump was fighting those bogus impeachments. Okay.
Yes.
He had that Russia collusion crap. It was a total lie. You know, nobody called in early to RBN and said, "Oh, hey, Trump's right on this." You know, I didn't hear anybody saying that early on because everybody was getting all this information. It was totally bogus or a pack of lies. He's fighting that, the impeachments. He's trying to get.
Let me ask Mike Sledge. Let me put it in the form of a question to Mike Sledge. Hey, Mike Sledge. If you had 36,000 FBI agents working nonstop to put you in jail, how would you do? How focused would you be if 36,000 FBI, gun-carrying FBI agents who can lie at will, who have hundreds of judges who will collude with them to put you in jail? How focused would you be as president of the United States? How much would you get done? Donald Trump got a whole hell of a lot done. And he had the entire press slamming him. The entire FBI. Now, Donald Trump didn't know this. He didn't realize this. When he walked into the Oval Office, he did not know that the entire FBI was working on him, was setting him up, was lying, was fabricating. To impeach him, to destroy him, to destroy his business. You just made fun of his businesses, Mike. He's a hell of a good businessman. He's not a bankrupt businessman. I'd like to see your balance books, Mike Sledge. Have you done better than Donald Trump? Did you build Trump Tower? Did you put together the Doral golf course in Miami? All the other golf courses that the president's put together in the he was building in Chicago. He was building what would have been the tallest building in the world when 9/11 happened. We're running out of time here. Hey, Wayne, listen, you got to call back in so I can give you free time on the mic to share your wisdom with the audience. And we'll all meet up again here tomorrow here in the Trump Tower, the Trump Clubhouse. And let's see what the next 24 hours bring us. But this today was not good in Texas or in the joint session of Congress. We'll see you again tomorrow, folks.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.